Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Holiday season is usually a festive time, and our workplaces are merrier and more joyful than normal. Yet sometimes there are those difficult people who apparently didn't get the memo, and dealing with them can steal our joy. In this edition of By Your Life, we discuss how to deal with difficult people at work and in life. Welcome to the 193rd episode of By Your Life. Thank you for joining me. I'm Lisa Hudeman, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. If you haven't already, please subscribe via your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at byyourlife.com so I can send you notifications when each new episode is posted. And please forward to a friend you think would benefit from By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace and to trust it's good for business. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we reflect on the readings for the second Sunday of Advent. This week's readings reflect the sentiment of the holiday season, joy. The psalmist sings, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." St. Paul prays with joy, and the prophet Baruch speaks of God leading Israel in joy. It's such a better way to live, don't you think? If you had your choice, wouldn't you choose to be joyful instead of miserable? Well, you do have a choice. The prophet Baruch wrote, "Take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on forever the splendor of glory from God." In the same way, we can choose what to wear each day. We have a choice, but we don't all choose wisely. St. Paul, in writing to the Philippians, said his prayer is that they are able to discern what is of value. Chances are that if we discern what is of value, we would likely find more joy. I'm always working with groups of leaders who are trying to change their organization's culture through values-centered leadership. As is often the case, some of them are more on board with the process than others. Those who are experiencing positive results. Those who aren't are bringing down those around them. When I meet with these leaders individually, they're often frustrated because they feel like some people can just ignore the company's core values, treat people with disrespect, and get away with it. We've all been there. We do our best to do the right thing, and then others can break the rules and nothing is done about it. It's not fair. While these leaders are right to be frustrated, I don't think they're right to assume that there are no consequences. First of all, in the case of one client, the ones who were not on board were reaping what they sowed. Their departments were not the best places to work, which unfortunately led to more bad behavior, which led to more negativity, which led to more bad behavior. It was a downward spiral that took the department's productivity with it. When one leader I coached asked, "Why do some of us have to do the right thing when others don't?" it sounded like he felt he was being penalized by having to do the right thing. So I asked him, "Would you like to get away with treating people with disrespect too?" The answer is obvious. Well, obvious to some people and not so obvious to others. We know deep down in our souls when we've done something wrong, it doesn't make us feel good. My client knew how silly that was, and no, he didn't want to behave badly and get away with it. What was really frustrating was that he had to deal with another manager who regularly failed to treat him and others with respect. He had to deal with the fallout of the lack of productivity in the other department. He had to deal with the same problems over and over again because this other manager wouldn't address them. And he was frustrated because he felt powerless to change him. Does that sound familiar? I know that I've worked with a few people over the course of my career who were the bane of my existence. These people aren't just at work. They're at school, on committees, at church, and in the neighborhood. They frustrate us so much that our first instinct is to give them some of their own medicine. In other words, stoop down to their level. But that's not a good strategy. It may give some short-term satisfaction, but in the long run, it doesn't really make things better, and it often makes things worse. Another strategy is to avoid them. This is the option my client usually chose. This isn't a bad option if you truly can avoid them. I have a neighbor whom I avoided for years. I would walk my dog across the street, so I didn't walk in front of his house. Although I physically avoided him every day, twice a day, when I went out of my way to cross the street, this guy invaded my space. He disrupted my peace. He stole my joy, and I allowed it. My client really couldn't avoid the disrespectful manager either. He ended up having to deal with the fallout of his actions, and that just added to my client's frustration. So what do you do? First, in the same way you should delete your initial and emotional response to a highly charged email, hit the pause button before doing anything. Then, in the words of St. Paul, discern what is of value. Your integrity is of value. St. Paul continues, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Don't allow the other person's bad behavior to lead you to sin. It doesn't really solve the problem. Sometimes taking the high road can be lonely. It seems like everyone else is getting away with doing what's wrong and failing to do what's right. You can feel like John the Baptist, a voice of one crying out in the desert. It can wear you down. So look for support. Jesus said, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on this testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector." Think about the long-term goal and what you really want as the outcome, and look for a win-win. Meet with the other person one-to-one and seek to understand the other person's perspective and try to solve the problem with them. I knew that my client had a few experiences with the disrespectful manager that came to a positive conclusion, so I coached him to think about how he approached him in those situations and to do it again. But as Jesus said, if that doesn't work, get support. Ask others to help you in an intervention. All the while, pray about it and pray some more. Our first reading from the prophet Baruch reminds us that God's got your back. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground. Trust that God will take care of it. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, in addressing the divide within the Church, says, Christ always gives His Church the gift of unity, but the Church must always pray and work to maintain, reinforce, and perfect the unity that Christ wills for her. But we must realize that His holy objective, the reconciliation of all Christians in unity of the one and only Church of Christ, transcends human powers and gifts. That is why we place all our hope in the prayer of Christ for the Church, in the love of the Father for us, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We too can place all our hope in the love of the Father, that He will help us address the problems with the guy at work, at school, on our committee, at church, and in our neighborhood. We can't change the other person, but we can change ourselves if we open ourselves up to the grace of God. As St. Paul wrote, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. With this confidence, even though we may still have the problem, we know the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. As we go forth this week, let's remember that God is leading us in joy by the light of His glory. In everything we do, especially when dealing with those difficult people in our lives, let's make sure that we reflect His glory. If we do, we are certain to share in His joy. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us joyfully address our challenges this week and help us grow in love for others, including those who frustrate, anger, and annoy us the most. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. May God bless you abundantly, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at buyyourlife.com, and help us spread the word by forwarding to a friend, sharing on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can click the icons on the top of the post on our website. And also check out the resources page on our website, where you can find links to the books and videos mentioned in other episodes of By Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback or just leave me a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.